I'm Dan Klufstad. Illinois' largest women's prison is unsafe, short-staffed, and falling apart. That's according to an independent prison watchdog. Patrick Smith has more.
Logan Prison in central Illinois houses the majority of the women in state custody. In a new monitoring report from the watchdog John Howard Association, prisoners and staff warn about deteriorating physical conditions and a lack of maintenance. The neglect means there's sewage backups, leaky ceilings, mold, and pest infestations so bad that sometimes roaches and rodents crawl across the women while they sleep. The monitoring report also warns that almost half of the prison's mental health staff positions were vacant as of this summer. The Illinois Department of Corrections says they're making improvements to the prison, like a new roof and a new HVAC system, and they say they've hired more mental health professionals. I'm Patrick Smith.
The Illinois economy continues to grow at a steady rate. The University of Illinois Flash Index ticked up to 105.6 in December. This is 0.2 points higher than in November. Any number above 100 indicates growth. U of I economist Fred Gertz compiles the index. He says the state's economy has come a long way over the past decade, despite continuing fiscal issues.
We had an unemployment rate of 11.1% in Illinois. Today it's 3.8%, the lowest in 50 or 60 years. The Flash Index 10 years ago was in the low 90s range, and now it's well above 100. So again, we're much better off than we were at the end of the recession back 10 years ago.
Gertz says the state's economic growth continues to lag a bit behind the nation as a whole. Representatives for 11 Democratic presidential candidates filed petitions for the Illinois primary. The State Journal Register reports this is more than the seven candidates that were featured in the most recent Democratic debate. On the Republican side, candidates include President Trump and John Sheese of Rice Lake, Wisconsin. The state primary takes place March 17th. And a University of Illinois College of Law professor accused of sexual harassment will not return to the university. The Champaign News-Gazette reports Jay Kesson was the subject of a two-year investigation into sexual misconduct that was made public in the fall of 2018. The investigation later concluded that Kesson's conduct did not qualify as sexual harassment. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Jackson County's Sheriff's Department is still looking into a fatal shooting that happened near Carbondale on New Year's Day. Authorities say just before 7 o'clock Wednesday evening, deputies responded to a 911 call at a home south of Carbondale. They were told two men forced their way into the home and demanded money. A struggle ensued over a firearm and shots were fired. About 10 minutes later, Carbondale police were alerted to a teenager who arrived at Memorial Hospital of Carbondale with a life-threatening injury. The 17-year-old later died from a suspected gunshot wound. It's believed the two calls are related. Investigators say they're still looking into the details. Illinoisans came out in droves on the first day of recreational marijuana sales. Steph Whiteside has more.
Pam Althoff, executive director of the Cannabis Business Association of Illinois, stressed the fact that this was a soft opening, and some of the lines were a result of delays in state approval for dispensaries and new staff members. Still, the state saw a lot of business.
They're reporting 3,176,256 in sales. And they're reporting 77,128 transactions.
Althoff says the association expects to see any shortages ease in coming months as cultivators are granted licenses to expand production and more dispensaries are licensed for recreational sales. Steph Whiteside, WSIU.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.